We're going to look at the policing of protests in a time of COVID. Two anti-lockdown protests in recent weeks had very different outcomes. In Dublin, a protest descended into what the Justice Minister called mindless thuggery, with 23 arrests and 3 Gardaí injured. The Cork protest passed off relatively peacefully. Now, ahead of another protest planned for Dublin on St. Patrick's Day, let's talk to Dr. Pat Leahy. He's an expert in community policing and a former Garda Commissioner, Assistant Commissioner. Dr. Leahy, good morning.
Pat, Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Hello, Pat. How are you? Now, when we leave for a moment people being beyond their 5K and this question of gathering at the moment, but when you look at what happened in Dublin on the 27th of February, do you see failures in the planning ahead, the intelligence ahead of the event and the policing on the day?
Well, it appears that there was very little intelligence, Mary, in relation to it. So, I mean, the guards that are operating in that particular division are really, really experienced at dealing with protests. I mean, they manage the Dáil continuously, and there are protests there, you know, almost every week. So these guys are really know their job. So I can only imagine that there wasn't sufficient intelligence coming in about that particular protest and who was likely to be on it and what the intent was. And I suppose it's really important, Mary, to say that the guards are probably one of the best police services in the world for engaging pre-protest with stakeholders. And they have a really, really good track record in engaging with people in advance of a protest, facilitating the protest, achieving the balance of rights that's always present when protests are taking place. And in that regard, it's unfortunate that the people that were organising this one wouldn't engage with them and did their best to avoid any engagement or any discovery of what their intent was. And
Pat,
I think that's probably
that
what contributed to the violence.
Did the An Garda Síochána, do they have enough boots on the ground, or do they have the right boots on the ground? Do they have the public order units who work as a team in managing these types of protests?
Well, I think what would give me some cause for concern, Mary, is that when you see reports of the guards having to go across the city looking for reinforcements to come in, would indicate that there were insufficient resources there at the time. Now, one of the big problems with bringing people in that context is you have to nominate a rendezvous point because they have to be briefed. You can't have people arriving in patrol cars. We saw that in the May Day riots in the past, where people come in, they're not briefed appropriately. They don't know the context. They don't know who's in charge. All of that has to be pre-planned if you're going to be bringing people in from around the divisions in the city like that. But the public order unit were present, but they were there in soft caps. So they weren't wearing helmets and shields. And that probably was the decision that was made in order to prevent provoking a response from the people that were attending the protest. And I suppose the guards are kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, Mary, because they've been through this throughout the pandemic. And while there was engagement with use of force, I suppose, on a number of occasions beforehand, it was all low level. And indeed, when you compare this, what happened in Grafton Street, to what's going on across Europe, it's low level as well, albeit that it was violent and people were injured at it. Compared to what happens across mainland Europe, it is low level.
And another protest on St. Patrick's Day, will we see a different style of approach, do you think?
Well, I imagine that if they're cut out resource-wise for St. Patrick's Day, then there's no excuse to it. That's for sure, because, I mean, the indicators are that there is going to be a protest. We know what type of people are likely to turn up. I mean, that was one of the benefits for the guards in Cork, really, is that they had seen what had happened a week before, so they knew that there was intent there. So they were in a position to release the resources that are required. Because, I mean, look, policing protest is a costly business. And when you get through it time and time again, and you don't end up with a Grafton Street scenario, people tend to reduce the resources potentially, and you can find yourself being caught out. Now, in Cork, they were ready for it. I'd say there was no, based on what I'm reading and what I'm hearing, is there was no lack of resources available for it. However, in Dublin, it appeared as there were some resources that should have been there or could have been there that weren't there.
All right, a final quick question.
Whether that was policy or what, I'm not sure. But all I can say is that the people that were responsible for the protest on the ground are really, really experienced people, and they've been through this many times.
Just finally, very briefly, were they right to close off St. Stephen's Green?
Yes, look, I've heard people suggest that we should be stopping these people around the city before they get there at all. The problem with that, Mary, is that you're spreading your resources or what resources you have across multiple sites. And with the help now of social media, the people that are organising these protests can move their supporters around very, very quickly. And you find yourself then operating on several fronts, which is not good practice. You're much better off when it's going to happen and you know it's going to happen. You're better off knowing where they're all going to be, so you can put a proper plan in place and you can use a graduated response then in dealing with them, because you have to assume in advance that not all the people arriving are intent on using violence against an Garda Síochána. In actual fact, it's generally speaking, it's a very small minority that are you know, intent on doing this.
Okay,
and you have
Pat,
to facilitate
there we
the other
it.
People that are arriving in terms of protecting them. Now, obviously,
there we must leave it, Pat. Apologies. I think we have a problem with our sound crossing each other there. That's Dr. Pat Leahy, former Garda Assistant Commissioner at 9 minutes to 9.